Welcome to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, where we teach you how to break free from restrictive diets, restore your metabolism, and build a body you love so you can look and feel your best as you age. All right, let's dive into this episode.
I'm Kitty Bloomfield, co-founder of New Strength and Saturated, creator of Pro Metabolic Food Supplements and Seriously Saturated Skincare. And today I'm joined by one of our beautiful clients, Carrie. She is in the States. She actually has three kids. And you, how old are you?
I am 28.
28, which is amazing. And we were chatting about this in Slack, and just she was saying how grateful she is to have found us earlier. You know, a lot of women come to us in their 40s and beyond, and they've just cycled through all of the diets for, like, same as me. Like, I didn't start till my mid 30s. But your story, I think, is so inspiring, and just what you've overcome and where you are now, that I just think, yeah, so many women will, I just think, need to hear the story and will hopefully be inspired to, like, take the same journey. So, you know, start from, because you had some pretty serious health issues.
Yeah, I had pretty serious health issues that I started developing actually in my late teens, which was pretty scary as a 16-year-old sitting in a doctor's office, you know, hearing your lab works are coming back, you're not having menstrual cycles, like your lab works are coming back with your hormones showing that your body is going into premenopausal state, meaning my ovaries are starting to shut down in my late teens. I was diagnosed with PCOS, but I never had the full-blown PCOS to where I was having really bad, like the body hair and the extreme hormonal symptoms that was like really hardcore PCOS. So I kind of take that lightly, but I did have like very, a lot of cysts on my ovaries and just a lot of weird stuff going on. So I want to say I was 17. I went almost a full entire calendar year with no cycle. So almost 8 months, just no cycle. Extremely stressful time in my life. I was living at home with my parents, and one of my parents was struggling immensely with mental health. And essentially, I was there and had to kind of almost make sure that they stayed alive. It was extremely stressful. It was a situation that a young teenager should have never been put in. So I was going through one of the most stressful times in my life, never even thinking like, oh, this might be contributing to some of my health issues. So I just kept going through this stressful time, just like, oh, well, it'll get better. It'll get better. Like it can only get better. I was, you know, reaching my late teens, started dating, getting in a relationship. Meanwhile, I wasn't having any cycle. I was employed, and I would wake up early. I had an hour commute to work, and I would drive to work. I would, at that time, I would carpool with people to work. I would sleep the entire time that I would work. I would work 8 hours. I was on my feet all day. I would barely eat anything. If I did, it was like cold cuts from the deli. I would take a lunch break. When I would sit down, I would crash so bad that I remember I would lay my head down on the desk and just try and stay awake for the 30 minutes so that I could get back to work, finish my shift, drive home, or, you know, I was carpooling. I would sleep the entire time home, pry my eyes open to eat some dinner, shower, and I'd go to bed. And I would sleep all night, wake up, and just repeat the cycle, you know, like 5 days a week. Never thinking that there might be something off. Like, I was just like, I'm just really tired because I'm just working all the time. Mind you, I was like 17 years old. I'm not going out partying. I'm not living this lifestyle with, you know, alcohol and drugs and all this crazy stuff. I'm just like this little country mouse living this life thinking, what's wrong with me? So that's kind of what started, you know, I was in a relationship thinking, if I get married, am I going to be able to have children? And thinking something's not right here. Something is not matching up. I'm young. These should be the best years of my life. And so I worked with a naturopath doctor for a couple of years, and, you know, we ran the lab tests, and she was getting started on adding supplements, but very much leaning on the side of a paleo, majorly eliminating any types of food that would spike my blood sugar, cause any inflammation. It was very hardcore. And so I lived that lifestyle for, I want to say, 2 years, and my energy increased a lot. I was able to finally get my cycle back. But that's when like all the crazy blood sugar instability started happening. Like I had such horrible blood sugar crashes that I like when I was so strict paleo, I remember a sweet potato would almost put me into a coma. Like I would have like half a sweet potato steamed, okay, with like chicken breast, very, you know, very lean meats. And I'd have like chicken breast and a steamed sweet potato and like this whole side of steamed kale or like these nasty, horrible veggies that I hated. And then I would crash on the couch and my stomach got so bloated that I was like, I was in so much pain that I remember thinking, like, if there's just a way that I don't have to eat, my life would be so much easier because I was in so much pain from everything that I ate. I went to bed at night looking like 6 months pregnant. And then I would wake up in the morning still with leftover bloat from the night before. And then I would just start the day again. And, you know, paleo is no grains, very limited processed foods, if any. But then there's also a lot of nuts. So all of my treats, all of my bad foods, you know, it was all almond flour, coconut flour, like all these nuts that was just like cement in my intestines. And I'm like looking at my family, I'm like, oh my goodness, like, no wonder I wasn't pooping for like weeks on end. And my digestion was just crap because nothing was moving through my body. But my stomach acid was so low. I was diagnosed with SIBO from a stool test that I did. It was just like so many puzzle pieces that were, it was, I was so overwhelmed. Now, mind you, at this time I had gotten married. I had moved across the US. I was in Montana, moved back into the East Coast to Pennsylvania. And it's like, I'm now thinking of having children. I'm in my late teens, early 20s, very young. And I have all these issues. I'm like, I don't know if I'm ever going to be able to have kids. And still having all of this intense stomach pain and thinking like, I just need to add more supplements. I need to add more enzymes. Like I just need to keep doing more things because I just have all these problems that I just have to live with. And thinking like all those stress all that years ago, it just brought me into the place of life that I'm in now. And there's nothing that I can do about it. It's just the reality that I have to accept. And now, if I only knew what I could do, if I only had like this magical formula and these supplements and all the tools that I just wish that I knew more information that would solve all my problems. And that was like, I just kept searching and kept looking and kept trying different practitioners, and no one knew what was going on. And I was able to have a pregnancy, a very healthy pregnancy. I felt amazing. When I got pregnant, I was like, oh my goodness, what is this? Like, I feel like my hormones kind of came back into balance. My progesterone obviously was higher than it had been previously in my life because I was pregnant, and everything just magically started working. Like, obviously, I wasn't bloated, but I had a big belly because I was pregnant. I just loved being pregnant. It was amazing. I was active, I would walk, and I just loved it. And then postpartum, it was like, oh my goodness. I sunk so deep down into like postpartum depression, anxiety, and my family member had relapsed in their mental health issues. And so that whole storm came again, just all the stress and like the internal world that I thought that I had left all those years ago came back. And all of my health issues started to escalate again. And so we just kind of rode this wave of like, I don't know what's wrong with me. Well, let's try this supplement and let's try this practitioner. I spent thousands of dollars trying to find out what was wrong with me from the extreme digestion and the hormones, like the great storm of my life for that decade, just thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars on all these supplements. And in 2020, like when the whole entire world basically fell apart, so did I. And I was like, I can't keep doing this. I was pregnant with my second son, and I had a almost 2-year-old son. And I was like, I can't keep living like this. Something has to give. And so I internally had a major internal shift or breakthrough in my own personal life. And that brought a lot of healing into my physical body. I mean, like I never knew that life could be this good. And that kind of opened the segue to have me realize, okay, wait, maybe less is more. Like maybe this hamster wheel of like all these things that I'm doing, oh, why all these things that I'm doing, like maybe I should just try stopping once. You know, maybe somewhere along the line, I just kept believing all these things people told me and built my whole world off of all these things when maybe there's nothing wrong. I mean, obviously I had issues that were legit. You know, one of my practitioners told me that I was pre-diabetic and that if I don't stop eating sugar, I'm literally going to develop diabetes within a matter of years. I had taken urine samples when I was pregnant with my second. And I was having, you know, all the signs. I had big babies. I gained so much weight when I was pregnant. Oh my goodness. I think with my first, I only gained 25 pounds, but then with the other subsequent pregnancies, it was like, I think around 40 to 50 pounds. Now, mind you, I'm like 5'8". I'm already sitting at like 140, 150 pounds. So the pregnancies, I would give birth at like 200 pounds. And that's a lot for me with no muscle on me. It was basically just all fat. And so all that to say, like coming into 2020 and having an extreme internal shift of all of a sudden realizing like maybe I should just stop trying to find the thing that's out there that no one can find. Like maybe I'm actually okay. And so I just stopped. I was like, what's going to happen? Like if something goes not horribly wrong, I'll go to a doctor and I'll figure out what's going on. And so I just stopped cold turkey. I'm like, I'm not taking my supplements anymore. Like, what are they going to do? My nutritionist is going to call me and chew me out for not taking my pills. Like, they can't do that. I'm like, I'm just going to stop. I'm going to eat foods that I want to eat. I'm going to stop letting somebody else tell me how to live my life if it's making me miserable. And I'm just going to enjoy my life. And oh my goodness, the healing that my body started to experience was, it was wild. It was crazy. And all of a sudden I was like, was I being bamboozled all those years, like taking all those crazy supplements and doing all those crazy things? And I was like, but here I was still at the end of my second postpartum with a lot of the weight that I couldn't get rid of. My body loves being fat. It really loved being fat because of all the stress that I had been through. My fat just wouldn't go away. I had baby number one and held on to that extra 10 pounds. I had baby number two, held on to the extra 10 pounds. And then I had baby number three. And I'm like, you know, by that time I had worked with you guys. And I'm like, I'm immediately going back. This is not going to stay the way that it is. I know that there's a healthy way to do it. So after, you know, after 2020 and having the big internal breakthrough in my life.
Yes. And what was the
when I found, that's when I found you guys.
Yeah.
So I, you know, over that time, I was starting to find women that had a much more balanced approach to life and just like eating normal foods and eating fruit and eating sweet potatoes. I'm like, yes, like I want a potato. So I grew up with parents that were from the Amish background. And so like German and Swiss, like we ate good growing up. I can count on one hand how many times I had fast food growing up. I mean, every meal 3 times a day was home cooked, good food. And I was like, this resonates with me. This is how I grew up. I grew up on like all these good foods that my mom would make that she grew up making that, you know, they lived on a farm. And I was like, that's what I want. I want to eat that way, but I don't want to look like I eat nothing but cream and, you know, sugar cookies for breakfast. I don't want to look like that, but I want to eat that way. So I found, you know, all these wonderful ladies like Noelle Cavari. I found, I'm blanking on her name. There's Corey, I think. Corey Malloy, I want to say. Yeah. And then they led me to your page. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do. It was just, you resonated with me. And I signed up for the 7-day challenge. I had absolutely no idea what I was doing. I was so overwhelmed. I was like, I'm just going to do this and they'll do what they need to do. So I want to say, was it Sonia?
Sonia.
Yeah, she had the initial welcoming call with me.
Yeah.
She was fantastic. Oh my goodness. I loved her. And that was like, what, 3 years ago? I had like a 5-minute conversation with her. I still remember how nice she was. She was amazing. So she got me like hooked into the 7-day challenge, I want to say. And then it was, the rest is history. I was like, I'm going to sign up. I'm going to do this. I can't not give it a try. Yeah.
Amazing. So. And then what, you joined the coaching program?
Yeah. So I was like, if I'm going to do it, I'm going to do it right. I'm going to sign up for the one-on-one program. I had no idea who I was going to end up with. I didn't know. I had never heard of anything that you guys talk about, like tracking calories, tracking macros. I was never, ever a dieter. I mean, I did some exercises like workout videos from Beachbody, but I never set foot into a gym. I never ran. I was never a crazy fad dieter person. I was like, I would rather be fat and happy than skinny and miserable. I just refuse to do that. I'm like, there's these women that I've seen that are like all about their cardio and all these crazy programs and they're miserable. And I'm like, I don't want to be like you. I want to be, even if I'm 20 pounds heavier, I would rather be fat and happy. And I was like, that's just how it has to be. But I never thought that you could actually be fit and be happy and be lean and happy too.
Oh my God, I love it. I love it. All right. So talk about, since you, because you said, you did the program and then you had your baby and then you've come back. So talk about the results that you've seen in the program from body composition, weight loss, and then all of the
Oh
health
my goodness.
improvements.
Yes. So I initially started after my second born. I had never had any experience with strength training, weightlifting, counting, anything. It was all foreign to me. So Kathleen was phenomenal. Oh my goodness. I came to her so sleep deprived. I said, I don't know what to do. Just tell me what to do and I will do anything you say. So she got me set up with a home gym and I had some muscle from like picking up my children all the time, but I had nothing. I was nothing but cellulite from the hips down. And I was like, I don't know. I had no experience with anything. So I started just very simple. I want to say 3 or 4 days a week out in the garage. And it was so simple. It was squats, lunges, some deadlifts. I was like, I don't know what these things are. Like, how do they slide down my leg? But I don't get this. It was just like a whole new world to me. Simple curls. And I put on, I think our main focus over that time was body recomposition. And I wish that I would know the specific numbers because I still don't even to this day actually know exactly what that phase was. But I want to say it was around 10 pounds of fat loss plus some recomposition in there. And I was feeling great. I was looking great. I was starting to see some really, really good results. And then boom, like, oh, well, let's get pregnant again and like gain 50 pounds. Why don't we? Because I was like, I know that I can have a way to get it off of me. And so I joined last year. I want to say I was about like 180 pounds when I joined at the beginning of last year. I was 8 months postpartum. Now keep in mind, this is in one of a very stressful time in my life because I'm not sleeping. My children don't sleep until they're like 18 months old. I'm not sleeping. I am just in the trenches and overwhelmed just as a young mom with 3 children, 5 and under. They're all boys and they're all crazy. And I'm a stay-at-home mom. I love being able to stay at home. My husband has made so that I get to live my dream life here at home with my boys. I love it. But that's not to say that it's very stressful. So I came back extremely overwhelmed, sleep deprived at 180 pounds, thinking I'm just never going to lose the weight. And through the course of the last year, I'm down now almost 20 pounds. And that is just with like a very mild calorie deficit, a couple fat loss phases, and a very, very gentle approach to just going out in my home gym. And I never set foot outside of my home until last month when I actually joined like a physical gym that I now go to. I would go outside in the garage and just lift my weights and work out. I'm like, this, I don't know if this is working. I would gain weight. I'm like, well, I don't care. Like, I'm just gonna do it. It really doesn't matter to me. And I think I lost, I want to say 12 inches. And I'm not exactly sure how much muscle I put on because numbers, like, I'm horrible with numbers. Numbers really don't mean anything to me because I just want to feel good. I want to feel like I have the momentum and the tenacity to live till the end of my days. I don't want to, I mean, the numbers are great, obviously. Like, that's why I'm still in the program because I want to keep, losing the rest of the body fat. But what I've gained just mentally, the strength that I've built and physically, it's phenomenal. It's phenomenal.
I hope you're enjoying the podcast so far. I just want to jump in quickly and talk a little bit more about our 28-day Rebuild Your Metabolism Challenge. So if you're new here or you've been following me for a while and you've heard me talk about the RYM method but you haven't jumped in, the 28-day challenge is the perfect way to kickstart your transformation and experience what the RYM method is all about. In 28 days, you're going to learn how to nourish your body, build muscle and strength, lose stubborn body fat, and restore your metabolism using sustainable strategies, all tailored for women over 40. The challenge is designed to show you that real results don't come from deprivation or cutting carbs or fasting or doing endless hours of cardio and HIIT classes. They actually come from fueling your body with pro-metabolic foods, carbohydrates, and building muscle through effective strength training, and then creating sustainable habits that actually work. You're going to learn how to eat more, eat carbs, train smarter, and feel amazing while seeing real progress in 28 days. So if you've been searching for a program that actually works, this is your chance to see how incredible you can feel when you fuel your body and train with intention. So once you sign up, you're going to be invited to the 28-day community platform, which also has the course materials and instructions on how to get set up with our app. So every day, Craig and I spend time answering questions in the community, and we help coach you through the entire process of what to eat, how much to eat, and how to exercise to restore your metabolism, build muscle, and lose body fat sustainably, all while using the new Strength Tracker app to track your progress, your training, and your nutrition. You can jump on our weekly live coaching calls to ask questions and get personalized coaching, or just reach out in the community at any time and ask questions. The calls are recorded and saved to the course materials. So if you can't make it live, don't worry, you can always watch the replays and you get lifetime access to the course materials. We're going to teach you how to set realistic body composition goals, not just weight loss goals, how to set macronutrient targets specific to your goals, and build your own pro-metabolic meal plans. We also have recipe books, meal plan examples, and food lists. We're going to help you customize a training program that fits how many days a week you can train, how long you can train for, what equipment you have access to, and any injuries. And don't worry, we cover everyone. So whether you have zero experience training, you've never set foot in a gym, to you're an advanced lifter that may be potentially not seeing the results that you want. So I'm going to pop a link in the show notes with all the details, and let's get back to the podcast. Amazing. So amazing. And what about the health improvements? Because obviously you had a lot.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So my cycles went from being, you know, non-existent to, in my, you know, 5 years ago, I'd say they were for anywhere from 30 to 45 days. Very long. They were non-ovulatory cycles, because I was very adamant. Like, I was naturally tracking my cycles so that I could get pregnant, but also then to avoid getting pregnant. So I knew, like, I had to know when I was ovulating, and I would go months without ovulating at a time. So now, fast forward to, you know, a year in the program, 18 months postpartum, my cycles are now anywhere from 28 days on the dot to 30 days. They're basically symptom-free. I might have like a day of bloating, if that even, some mild backaches, but from before, I would have cycles that would make me flat all day in bed. I remember throwing up and being in writhing pain from the horrible cramps that I had. Just so much. I just felt like my body was just riddled with inflammation back then. And I remember filling up the tub with like the hottest water that I could possibly stand and taking so many Advil up until, you know, the dose that you can take, and still just, I couldn't keep anything inside of me because I was so sick from being in so much pain. And then there were the chronic monthly migraines that I would suffer from, also would be in bed a day or two a month, throwing up, not being able to keep anything down. Mind you, this is, you know, when I have children. So I'd have to, you know, put out an SOS to my mom or my mother-in-law and sisters and be like, I'm down. Like, I physically cannot be with my children. And those have almost completely gone away too. I'm now at the point where I feel my eye twitching and I immediately go and like take aspirin or, you know, even just an extra cup of coffee to give you just a little bit of extra stimulants. But also like lifestyle, like, it's just invaluable, the things that you learn. You know, walking so closely with Kathleen every week, every biweekly checking in, and the feedback that she's given has just been so phenomenal. She's helped me realize, like, beating yourself into the ground as a mom when you're already sleep deprived and already beat down actually literally does nothing for your health. And she's taught me like maybe the migraines are you can use them as a symptom that maybe you're just overworked and depleted. And I was like, oh my goodness, like I never thought of that. And so just being mindful, like, am I overwhelmed? Am I overworking myself, even though I'm at home, you know, in the comfort of my own home? I don't have to go physically to a job. Am I still overworking myself in, you know, the state of still not sleeping very much at night? And that's just been huge. So there's been obviously the cycle improvements, you know, increased libido. I remember like years ago when I was having so many hormonal issues, newlywed, thinking there's something wrong with me because I never am in the mood to do anything with my husband. And now I'm like, oh my goodness, I just thought that was normal. I just thought it was normal to never, ever be in the mood for sex. And now I'm like, oh my goodness, that's not normal. This should be normal. You know, feeling like you're ready to go whenever, you know, that's fun. And feeling like, oh my goodness, that who I was back then, like there was something wrong with me, but I just thought it was normal. Cause like everyone, you know, all the women talk about, they just have low sex drive and that's just normal. Now I'm like, whoa, like that shouldn't be normal for women. It shouldn't. I know that there's some differences, obviously, between men and women. But I'm like, the drastic things that we just think are normal, they're not normal. And, you know, living through both sides of the hormonal things, it's like there's so many things I just thought were normal, you know? And I'm like, they might be common, but why are they just dismissed as normal? So anyway, obviously the increased digestion has been huge. So I went from taking 8 digestive enzymes per meal a day to not taking anything. So I wake up in the morning, I have my coffee, and I run to the bathroom. I'm like, I have got to go right now. I have to poop. And like years ago, I would go days without pooping. And then when I would have a bowel movement, it would be induced either by high doses of magnesium or by some kind of laxative that it was painful. It was extremely painful. And recently my dad was diagnosed with colon cancer. So given that, and his dad had colon cancer. So given the genetics that I have in my background, like I don't have the time to risk that. Like I have to fix that. I don't want to be riddled with cancer in my senior years when I want to be living my golden years with my husband. So my digestion went from basically not moving and not moving unless there was a stimulant involved from a supplement to having 2 to 3 healthy bowel movements a day with nothing added into my diet except the good old carrot salad and just being mindful that I'm not eating corn 3 times a day or pasta 3 times a day. But I'm enjoying all the foods. I wake up, I make sourdough bread. I wake up, I eat sourdough with orange juice. And then I eat yogurt and granola and berries. And it's just all these wonderful foods that are on earth for us to enjoy. And I get to eat all of it. Ice cream. And it's just, I love food. And it's all so good.
I love food too. I feel like that's just one of the biggest things for me as well. I just wanted to eat real, like, and not feel afraid and not be stressed about your body constantly and thinking, should I be eating this? But knowing that you're eating, not only are these foods delicious, but they're so nourishing. You know, eating that homemade ice cream every night. Like at the moment, we've been making this like chocolate paddle pop. I call it chocolate paddle pop ice cream in the Ninja Creamy. And last night I made this like big, like chocolate thick shake with it before bed. And oh my, because it's so hot over here. So I drink a lot of juices and coconut water and it's so good. It's just so good. Yeah. Oh, I love it. I love food too.
That's amazing. I wanted to pull up, I'm looking in my app now to actually pull up the stats so that I can give you a more solid. Okay. So yeah, it's a year almost to the date. So Oh, I'm still in the same year. See, this is why I'm just like, Kathleen, just tell me what to do because I don't know if it makes sense. I'm not even sure if I'll be able to actually pull it up.
You probably won't, because we only did that new app.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. So you, because now you guys can actually see the body composition
that's
changes.
Right.
Whereas before it was only for the.
That's so cool.
It's how good is it? Only the coaches could see the tracking, but now you guys can see it too. It's awesome.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
The evolution of the program, like from when I was in it, what, 2 years ago to now, I'm just like, oh my goodness, how much more accessible and easier is this to women than what it was even. And back then I was like, this is great. I just have someone tell me what to do and I do it and it gets me results. But for other women who might just want to kind of spearhead it themselves that had more information than I did, like, oh my goodness, it's so easy. You know, and if I think about, you know, moving towards maintenance and, you know, taking the knowledge that I have now and maintaining, like, the app is amazing. I mean, going in there and seeing the before and afters and having the, you know, your goals and how much you can train off and how much you can, you know, I'm just like, you're in Craig's brains. I'm just like, they're amazing. That's awesome.
It has been really cool. And I think, you know, it's been the app's been a long development, build an app, they say. You don't realize what it takes to build an app. But now that we've released that new onboarding and you can track it, it is quite incredible. And then we're doing a huge overhaul to the food tracker. So we're meeting with the devs today. Nice. Yeah. So it's going to be Craig's designed it. So it's like so user-friendly. Yeah. We're optimizing the search function for the foods. It's going to be epic. Like, and then a few more changes too. So like in the program store, once you've made adjustments to your program, you know how you can swap out exercises, you'll actually be able to save that as a template. And then you have it in your, like history. So you'll just be able to build out these, like a library of customized programs for yourself that you can go back and reuse, which would be really cool. So just there's heaps of good stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I know.
That's so exciting.
I know. I'm so excited too. And how did you find the training component of the app? Like a lot of women come in, I was on a coaching call last week and she's like, I've made more progress in 3 months than I have in 5 years. Just because the way that it tracks your progress and tells you what you need to be lifting.
It's so simple. I mean, coming from someone who has not lifted, hadn't lifted a day in her life. And I mean, the gym was basically a curse word for me. I was like, I will never step foot in a place like that because I just felt so dumb. Like, I didn't know what to do. I mean, I the first day that I went to my gym, I didn't even know how to turn on the treadmills there. And that was a month ago. I'm like, I'm sorry. Like, there's this thing you have to pull down. I don't know what I'm doing. But the app, like, I go in there. It's so easy. I just put in my weight and the amount of reps. And you just keep progressively taking away at it. And then, you know, upping the weights as you're ready. It's so easy. Because I think about how overwhelming it is to just join a gym to begin with. I'm like, if I would join and wouldn't have had the training that I had in the app, you know, that Kathleen had given me, I'm like, I would be so lost. It's so overwhelming. And, you know, I'm not used to these machines. I'm like, these cables, apparently they're like interchangeable. I don't know what I'm doing. But like all the videos that Craig has in there, I'm just like, this is amazing. I don't have to ask anyone. I don't have to worry that my form is crazy off. It's just invaluable. It's so helpful.
Oh, so good. And how did the food fit in with the family?
Oh, they loved it. So I feel like I was kind of the unicorn. I came in and I told Kathleen, I'm like, I cannot, for the sake of my mental load, make food that's different for me and my kids. It there's gonna have to be variety for all of us. And so there's been a lot of variety in my diet. I don't think I've ever eaten the same thing every day except for like a handful of times. And for me, that just somehow has worked. I am not one that can go in and just load everything for a week. Like that to me, I hope to one day be able to get there because it sounds really good. And it sounds like a place where I want to get to. But for right now, it's just like, okay, I'm just like tonight, I'm going to pull out chicken thighs and just put them in the sink to thaw. And that's, for me, the ingredients, keeping things easier for the ingredients is so much easier.
Totally.
Yeah, I'm like, I can add, like for tomorrow, I have chicken breasts and an orange for my lunch with, I forget, like a side of cheese or yogurt or something. I'm like, I would much rather add 3 ingredients as a lunch than like, you know, make ahead all these things that I have to add all these ingredients and create recipes for and all this stuff, which I still do because it's very easy to do in the application. But the food and just like all the abundance of, you know, fruit and juice, like my family loves it. Absolutely loves it.
Oh, that's so good.
Yeah. I couldn't, I couldn't have added one more thing into my life as a young stay-at-home mom. There's no way that I could have done anything additional to just living life. You know, we all eat, we all have to do things. And Kathleen has just taught, like, if you're going to eat, like, just eat the things that will fuel your body and, you know, in a way that fuel your workouts and help your recovery. I'm just like, oh, goodness, like, I would have never figured this out by myself.
Oh, that's so funny. Oh, I love it. And what would you say to a woman who was sitting on the fence about joining any of our programs?
Oh, I would say jump immediately, jump in immediately, and trust your coach. And if you gain weight, don't worry about it. If you see your scale go up a pound or two, don't worry about it. Like, it's just a part of the journey. And I think that for women, if they go into the program thinking, like, oh, well, we'll just see, you know, like they've never worked with me before, or like, you know, I have all these issues, it's like, no, go in and trust your coach. Because that's what this whole thing is based off of. It's based off of a relationship. And if you can't be vulnerable and be open and trust your coach and trust you and Craig as, you know, the people who are spearheading this, you're not going to get anywhere. You might see some progress, but long term, I don't know. That's just my opinion. But I'd say if you're on the fence, just why are you waiting? Why are you still waiting? Just jump in and trust your coach.
What would you, I think one thing, and again, I struggled with this when I very first started is, and you may not have been like this. Oh, actually you might have been because you cycled through all trying to find the quick fixes to your issues. But I think what a lot of women struggle with is that like this process, it takes a year, like a good year, I think, because you need to build muscle, you need to heal your body, you need to nourish your body. Muscle takes time, you know, so slow, sustainable fat loss takes time. You know, if you want to get to a place where you are now, where you're like, oh, I've lost 20 pounds already, and this is really sustainable, you know, I haven't done anything crazy. How do you think, what advice would you give to a woman about like taking that more longer term approach rather than going, fuck, what can I lose in a month? What can I lose in 8 weeks?
Well, I think for me, when I realized that the long term, you know, it's taken me a year to get to where I am now, but I hardly have to change anything in order to keep the weight off. And I think if women would realize that if they can invest the year or two initially that it takes, that might be all that they have to do for the rest of their lives. You know, for me, I think of all the things that I've gained in a year or two. And I think through going through perimenopause and postmenopause, and I think of all those different seasons in a woman's life, and I can see how everything that you guys, the philosophy that you teach and all the tools that you've given me, they can apply to every season of a woman's life. And it's like if you go to college, you don't expect to get everything that you need in 1 year. I mean, unless it's, you know, I don't even know how, I'm not familiar with college at all, so maybe you can. But like, if you don't go and get educated for something that you want to use the rest of your life and think you can gain all that knowledge in a year or less. And I think it should be the same with our body. Why do we think that something that we want to have for 90 to 100 years, why do we think we should only invest a month or two? Like, it doesn't make sense to me because I want to live in my body until I'm very old. And I want to have the tools that I need to live a strong, healthy life full of vitality to get to that. And I think that for me, I've seen so many women too in my own personal life, they go through the cycle. They go through these extremes and they lose all the weight, but then how do they keep it off? Because it's exhausting. And the amount of time that someone spends cycling through the things of losing the weight and gaining it and then having to think about, oh, like, how am I going to lose this again? I'm like, it's so much longer than if you just commit to doing the slow, steady, sometimes difficult work of just, it's like you don't build a house in 6 weeks that you're going to live in the rest of your life. It takes a couple years. But I just feel so grateful because I know myself, I would never have stuck with something like the extremes, like keto or, you know, intermittent fasting. I would have never done that to myself because I think it's miserable and it's going to make me miserable and everyone else around me miserable. But this here, like the approach that you guys have, the well-balanced, just common sense, and then the support that you give women, it's just, it's invaluable. It's amazing.
Oh, thank you so much for coming on and sharing. That was brilliant. I just really hopefully it inspires women to take this, the better approach, the more enjoyable approach, the healthier approach.
Yeah.
Because you can, I mean, I know you haven't done the diets, but you've had your own sort of similar experience to the diet.
Well, and I think too, the internal work that I've had to do to get to here. I mean, I'm sure Kathleen, poor Kathleen, I'm sure she has screamed into her pillow many nights after my check-ins, because it's just the mental load of coming into the program was extremely overwhelming for me, feeling like, oh my goodness, like, how am I going to do this? How am I going to, like, and just feeling that I'm constantly failing myself. And I think for a lot of women, they feel that way and they don't know how to do anything about it. They don't know, they don't allow themselves the journey of going through it and seeing themselves not only get stronger physically, but also mentally and internally, and knowing like, no, I can show up for myself. I can put in the work and I can see myself transform because I am a strong woman, not only physically, but mentally and emotionally as well. And I think that that journey that you all, Kathleen, has taken with me the last couple of years has just, it's transformed my life. Mm-hmm. And now I look at, you know, my workouts and the food, like yesterday I went to the gym, I'm like, oh my goodness, I don't want to do this. I'm like, no, like, I'm strong. Not only are my legs strong and my arms strong, but I'm strong mentally and I can do this.
I love it. It's so true. It's so very true. And it just takes time to change those stories, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. To rewrite the story. What a great transformation. I'm so excited to see where you are in another 12 months. So exciting.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for coming on. And if you're a woman who's listening to this and you have been thinking about joining the program, I'm going to pop a link below in the show notes. You can book a free discovery call and we can have a chat. And yeah, as always, take a screenshot of the episode and share it on Instagram stories and tag me at KITTYBLOMFIELD. And each month I pick someone who wins a satchel of Saturay Premium Collagen. And thank you so much again for coming on, and I will see you in the program.
Absolutely. Thank you, Kitty.
Thanks so much for listening. If you're enjoying the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, or leave a review wherever you listen to your podcast. That helps others find the show, and we greatly appreciate it. You can also keep up with your host and find her content on Instagram at KITTYBLOMFIELD. Once again, thanks for tuning in to the Weight Loss for Women podcast, and we hope you'll join us again on the next episode. Until then.